Apologies for absence, please.
And apologies from Councillor Richard Scott.
Any other apologies? No? Thank you very much. There's no public forum. We have no public in.
No,
so
we've got the press.
Declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensations. Members to declare any interest they have on the agenda and agree any dispensations to stay. No declarations. To resolve that the press and public be excluded from the meeting during the consideration of items in part two of the agenda, as it involves the likely disclosure of the exempt information as defined in part one of Schedule 12A of the Local Government Act 1972. That will be at the end of our fifth item on the agenda. Item four, to receive a resume of the visit by Exmouth residents, Mr. and Mrs. Dobbs, to the Shire of Exmouth, Western Australia. I met with Peter and Siobhan last week, and they gave me a brief resume of their visit. On Thursday the 14th of September 2017, Siobhan and Peter Dobbs flew into Learmonth Airport, 25 miles to the south of Exmouth, Western Australia, to celebrate our namesake town's 50th anniversary as a town and a shire. The town got its name from the area of Northwest Cape, named by a Royal Navy officer to commemorate Viscount Exmouth, the name taken by his former boss, Admiral Sir Edward Pellew. Admiral Pellew has been made even more famous by being played by the actor Robert Lindsay in the TV series Hornblower. On the following day of our first event was the official opening of the new 24 million multi-purpose gateway building, the Ningaloo Centre. This is their new town hall, which houses everything. And it's very impressive. I've got a booklet, which Peter and Siobhan gave me, which shows in there pictures of this massive building. And I think if Exmouth in Australia can do it, we ought to do the same. That book is there for you to have a look at after our meeting. The building incorporates a museum, exhibition hall, public library, social hall, and various meeting rooms for clubs and associations. The building is stealth-like, odd angles and shapes to minimise damage from the cyclones which hit this area during January to March. The building was officially opened by the Premier of Western Australia, whom I had the pleasure of meeting. This is Peter speaking. One outside wall also doubles as a film screen, and after dark, a specially commissioned film depicting the evolution of the Northwest Cape area was shown. Wonderful, and followed by a firework display. Saturday the 16th of September started with a softball rounders match between the Americans and the Australians. In the afternoon, the fair and fete was held in Federation Park, their equivalent of Manor Gardens. The parade of floats, prepared by adults and local school children, were led by the Royal Australian Navy Band. It was here on the bandstand that afternoon, in front of the crowds, that Siobhan and I presented Exmouth Town Council's celebratory gift of a framed picture of our Shannon lifeboat, duly inscribed, to the Commissioner for Exmouth, Ian Fletcher. We then returned to our accommodation to change into black tie and evening dress to attend the military ball in the evening at the Ningaloo Centre. Many town dignitaries and residents were joined by returning US and Australian Navy officers who had served at the nearby Naval Communications Station, Harold E. Holt. They were also celebrating 50 years as the station had been officially opened on the same day as the town, the 16th of September 1967. A three-course sit-down meal was served to the 250 attendees, and afterwards the night was danced away to the sounds of the Royal Australian Navy Band, who had been flown up from Perth, 750 miles just for a day. On Sunday, the 17th September, the town turned out for a barbecue with all sorts of water sports contested together with tug-of-wars on the beach. In the evening, we returned to the sailing club for eats and drinks and live professional entertainment before the big finale of a spectacular fireworks display on the beach. 2 days later, Siobhan and I picked up our four-wheel drive camper van to tackle the Gibb River Road, one of Australia's great off-road driving experiences. Our trip took us 4,400 miles to Darwin and back to Exmouth, but that's a whole other story. Exmouth Shire Council kindly gave us three mementos of their celebrations to give to Exmouth Town Council. These are a book on Exmouth, the North West Cape, a programme of their celebrations, that's that one, and a 50th anniversary medallion, which is rather splendid. You can all have a look at that at the end of the meeting. And Peter says, we have great pleasure in presenting these to you on their behalf. So I've accepted them on behalf of Exmouth Town Council. Can you pass that over to the press, please? Bill?
Yes, thank you, Chair. I'd just like to respond to that. It's very interesting to hear what's happening in Exeter, in Western Australia. As was partially said, it has no connection whatsoever with Exmouth here. We are called Exmouth because we're mouth of the X, and Exmouth in Western Australia was called after the naval, the first Lord of the Admiralty at the time when it was discovered. It was for many years a naval base, and in fact an American base during the war. And I'm very pleased to hear that they have built up and built up. When I went there 12 years ago, driving from Perth, which took a complete day's driving, it was a fly-ridden swamp, and I was met in the main street by two kangaroos, which I negotiated round, to find a rundown so-called Shire Hall. In 12 years they've expanded, they are putting a lot of money, Western Australian government, into that area. So from Coral Bay, which is a big tourist area, they've now developed a harbour and everything else. It's very nice of Peter and Siobhan go along. And when we had a library committee room where we could put things in, it was very nice for people to see. As we don't have one now, I suggest you find somewhere to put the items. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you very much. Apparently, the town started off with a population of 41, and it's now 2,500.
43.
Right, moving on. Moving on. Item 5, budgetary control and authority spend. I'd like to take these en bloc, please. Authority spend the following payments. Somebody like to propose? Thank you very much, Steve. Second, please. Thank you, Jim.
Just one query about the town ward elections. I take it we only pay for the parish element, not the district element.
Yes, that's right. It's 50% of the costs.
Thank you very much. All those in favour? Thank you very much. That's carried. We now go into part two.